My own Bible story. My own Bible story. What is our own Bible story? Well, the story of our life, the story of every day of our life, every adventure of our being is a Bible story. For the divine in you and the divine in me writes these stories every moment of our life. And when we don't listen to the divine in us, then we write those stories that are not so pleasant. And when we do listen to the divine in us, then we write stories that are very thrilling and very wonderful. What kind of story are you writing about your life right now? Are you writing a divine Bible story? Or are you writing a story of development, a story of awareness, a story of coming of age, becoming aware of who you are and what you are? So often, we write our Bible stories because we say, "Oh Lord, why me? Why do I have this experience? Why do I have this very terrible thing that has fallen upon me? Why must I face that?" And then the answer comes, if we will listen, it says, because you're ready. Because you're ready to be untouched by that event. You're ready to be untouched by that experience. You're ready to be master of your thought in every way. Now, the situation comes, you're heading for a tree, and you think, "Oh, I'm going to crash." Well, that's one way. Or you say, "Whoops," and you turn away from the tree, and you don't crash. Now, you say, that's a very simple thing. Yes, it is a very simple thing. And yes, it is a very ordinary and everyday happening in our lives. We choose to turn away from the problem, or we choose to drive right in there and say, there's nothing we can do about it. These are Bible stories. These are Bible stories that the divine in us is writing every moment of our life. Every moment of our life, we chose to be humans, and we chose to be living on this human planet. We chose to have these circumstances come into our world. And we chose these circumstances so that we could decide what it is that we are in charge of. What are we in charge of in our life? Are we in charge of the negative circumstances or the positive circumstances? We are in charge of both, really. But what do we want to have? What do we want to endorse? What do we want to approve of? What do we want to say okay to? Well, what do we want to say okay to? We want to say okay to the beautiful, to the good, to the glorious, to the wonderful, to the happy, to the circumstances that are so worthwhile listening to, so worthwhile being with, so worthwhile under all circumstances. Is this who you are? Is this who I am? That I want to be, under all circumstances, in charge of the good, in charge of the beautiful, in charge of the wonderful? Is that what I really want to do? If it is, I have lots of opportunities. I have lots of opportunities to be totally in charge of all those things that make me happy. Totally in charge of all those things that turn me on, that make me feel wonderful and good. Totally in charge. And I guess that's really the word. When I am making a sculpture, I choose what I'm going to sculpt. I choose either a piece of marble that's going to be beautiful and fantastic and glorious to represent that most beautiful concept in me, or I represent a piece of stone that every time I hit it with a hammer and a chisel, it chips in places I don't want it to chip. I can have the worst piece of marble in the quarry, and yet I can have the best sculpture from it, because I am a sculptor of marble. I am a sculptor of stone, and the stone is not the sculptor of me. The stone does not fall into brittle pieces when I hit it. The stone forms into beautiful form, a beautiful shape, when I bring it forth with my mallet and my chisel. It's up to me. It's up to me. When I'm painting with my paintbrush and I get the paint all smeary, well, what am I doing? The great artists, when they had their paint smeary, they painted background. They painted darkness. And then they, with their bright paints illuminating, they painted light. And yet they had no electricity. They had nothing to which to make that light light. But you looked at the picture and you saw a lamp lit. And you saw a fire glowing. You saw light, light. The sky was light. But there was a cloud. And that cloud was made to pass through the sky. And as that cloud passed through the sky, it had its darkness. Now, how can anyone have the ability to paint light and to paint darkness with just paint? You need to have a light bulb. You need to have electricity. Well, the great artists of all time, and the not so great, the students who go to art school and learn, they learn the techniques of painting light and painting darkness. They learn how to paint realism and how to paint not realism. They learn how to do all these things because that's just an art. We have the ability to do that with our world. We have the ability to do that with our life. We can put causes in motion to have any experience we want. Do we want an illuminating experience? Well, then paint the illuminating experience. You have to paint it with illuminating paints, with paints that will reflect that illumination. And it's no more than that. And in our life, if we want happy experiences, illuminating experiences, we choose to use illuminating colors to do it with it. And what are illuminating colors in life? Illuminating colors are saying, I like me. All is in divine order. I live in a wonderful world. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. Oh, we can go on and on with all the affirmations of truth, which then become our reality, or which were always our reality, and we were only learning how to see it, how to visualize it, how to be aware of it, and how to enjoy it, and how to delight in it. But we do have that opportunity, don't we? We have the opportunity to delight in all that is good and beautiful. And now it's up to us to delight in all that's good and beautiful, to delight in all that's wonderful, to delight in who I really am. I am an artist. Yes, I am. I'm an artist of my world, and I paint a beautiful world about me. I look at the trees, and I think they're glorious. I look at the birds and the bees, they're glorious. I look at the sky, I think it's glorious. Right now, it's early morning, and the sun is just breaking over the top of the mountains. But in the way of the sun are heavy clouds, and the heavy clouds do not want to let the sun come through. But I'm warm, I'm comfortable, and I look at the sun behind the clouds there, sparkling around the edge of the clouds, and I say, all is in divine order, all is peaceful, all is glorious. Now today is a Saturday, and this Saturday is going to be a glorious day. Now the weatherman forecasts that it's going to be exceedingly warm here in Southern California today. He proclaims that. Now, with the clouds in the sky greeting the early morning sun, they keep the temperature moderate. Now why not have these clouds in the sky all day long and keep the temperature moderate? Keep the temperature in a pleasant level. That can be done. That can be done if that's my choice. If it's my choice to live in a day of peace and harmony and joy, then I name it and claim it. If this is a day for me to live in happiness and to live in right action, then I name it and proclaim it. If this is the day that my eggs at breakfast are made just right, just perfect, and my toast is just perfect, and all of the things that go to make up my special condiments are just perfect, and I don't spill one bit of cinnamon anywhere, I have everything all perfect. All perfect. I live in a perfect world, and I am surrounded by perfection that I have created, that I have brought forth by my word, that I have said is my reality. And so it is. Yes, I can enjoy anything in life because I am the author of my Bible. I am the author of my book of life. I am the author of all that is in my world. And being the author of all that is in my world, do I want to write a book about joy and peace and happiness or otherwise? And if I want to write a book about joy and peace and happiness, I have to write a book about joy and peace and happiness. I must talk about joy and peace and happiness. I must have that be the keynote theme of every thought in my mind. Yes, and I can do it. And I do it. And it is a lovely day today. It is a moderate temperature today. It's a beautiful day today. And I love it. Because this is the day that I have created. And I live in this day with all my heart and soul and being. And I know that this is the day that I have made by my choice from how I write my Bible and how I write my book of life and how I write it and act upon it and live it. You can too, and you do. So have a lovely day and know that in every way it's your choice, your selection, your world. I love you. I love you. I love you.